This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on April 14th, 2016. Shoot in for questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll turn next to consideration of Draft Advisory Opinion 2016-02 and Enable Midstream Services, LLC. I believe we have counsel for requester here, Meredith K. Lesher. Please join us at the witness table. And Madam Secretary, do we have someone calling in as well?
Yes, I believe Mr. Alford. Are you on the line?
I am here. Good morning.
Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the both of you this morning. We'll begin with a presentation from Mr. Tony Buckley from the Office of General Counsel. And good morning to you. And when you're ready, please proceed.
Good morning, Chairman Peterson. Good morning, Commissioners. Agenda document 16-17A contains a draft advisory opinion responding to a request from Enable Midstream Services, LLC, asking whether the separate segregated fund it intends to establish will be affiliated with separate segregated funds of CenterPoint Energy Incorporated or OGE Energy Corporation, or both. Enable Midstream Services was created as a wholly owned subsidiary of Enable Midstream Partners, LP, which itself was created through a joint venture involving CenterPoint Energy, OGE Energy, and others. The Commission considers a number of factors in evaluating the overall relationship between entities to determine whether they are properly considered affiliated. The draft notes that of all the factors used to determine whether entities are affiliated, only one, participation in the governance of Enable, weighs in favor of affiliation of Enable and CenterPoint Energy. But this factor does not weigh heavily, and so the draft concludes that Enable's SSF will not be affiliated with CenterPoint Energy's SSF. The draft notes that three factors weigh in favor of affiliation of Enable and OGE Energy, including the fact that Enable and OGE Energy have 175 common employees, including one common officer. This factor and the other factors weigh heavily in this factor weighs heavily in favor of finding affiliation, and the three factors taken together indicate that Enable is both financed and maintained by OGE Energy on an ongoing basis. Accordingly, the draft concludes that Enable's SSF will be affiliated with OGE Energy's SSF. The Commission received no comments on the request and one comment on the draft. Thank you, and I'll be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you for that presentation, Mr. Buckley. Do we have any questions of counsel or for counsel for requester, or are there any comments? Commissioner Goodman.
I'll ask the requester to give us your reaction to the draft that you've seen.
We appreciate all the Commission's work on the draft and staff's work on the draft. In talking with Enable yesterday and Mr. Alford can elaborate, we feel like we may not have provided significant clarification on the issue of seconded employees and how those employees are truly employees of OGE in name only. If I could bring Brian, Mr. Alford, into the discussion, I think he would like to say a few words about those seconded employees.
Yes, Mr. Alford, if you could shed a little more light. I know that as I was going through the request, and I think several of my colleagues felt the same way, that issue of the 175 employees really, I mean, that really is the crux of this issue here. And how we treat those, I think really, I think this the answer that we provide will turn on how we understand their roles to be in terms of the organization we have. So any information that you can provide would be very helpful.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate first the opportunity to speak with you this morning, especially by phone, and the depth of clarity that was provided in this draft opinion. We know that we've got a pretty hefty issue, and we appreciate the time to work through it. As drafted, it wasn't the outcome that we had hoped for. We were actually looking for no affiliation. Our business is quite different from that of our general partners, and our policy and political interests may sometimes be at odds. But with respect to the seconded employee issue, as Meredith mentioned, it's we believe really these are OGE employees in name only. just a excuse me, a real quick definition of the seconded employee. Those are simply employees that were part of the OGE organization prior to the year 2000. In early 2000, OGE stopped providing a defined benefit and retiree medical plan to new employees. Many of the, well, all of the 175 seconded employees were a part of the organization at that time, and most were employed by Interject, which was the predecessor organization that was contributed by OGE to form Enable. You know, the day-to-day activities are directed by Enable leadership of the seconded employees, and that includes establishing their job descriptions, their job assignments, supervisory activity, and the other factors that are involved with executing daily operations. And I think more importantly is that no seconded employee has a reporting relationship with OGE, and we feel like with it, this would create a separation that I think you all would be looking for on this issue. You know, just a little bit more clarity. You know, Enable does maintain sole discretion as to each seconded employee's continued employment at Enable. Should a seconded employee services no longer be needed by Enable, OGE would be notified of the status change, and then it would be incumbent upon them to determine at that time whether or not the employee is severed from OGE or offered a position within the company.
So just to clarify, this is Chairman Peterson talking. So in essence, Enable decides they aren't required to maintain these employees at the behest of OGE. If they decide they don't need them, then it's up to OGE to determine whether or not they want to basically reabsorb them into
That's
OGE.
Correct.
Or whether or not they may no longer need them as well.
That's correct.
So Enable doesn't, from your representation, doesn't have any ongoing obligation that they can upset unless they get OGE's permission first.
Let me ask that again. I want to make sure that I give you the correct answer.
Okay.
Run if you don't mind.
Sure, that's not a problem. I just wanted to make sure that it's the case that OGE doesn't have any authority to direct Enable to maintain any of these seconded employees, and that they could be terminated only if they first got approval from OGE.
That OGE does not retain that authority.
Okay.
The employment status of seconded employees is determined by Enable. And should that seconded employee services no longer be needed, we would notify OGE of that status change, and then it would be incumbent upon OGE to determine the ultimate resolution, whether they be severed or offered a position back at OGE. But they cannot reach across to Enable to determine any
has that situation arose? In fact, have there been decisions made by Enable where they've determined that seconded employees are no longer needed?
Yes, as a matter of fact, of course, being in energy, we did have a downsizing in March of 2015. That downsizing did involve several seconded employees. We notified OGE at that time that we would be eliminating positions of several seconded employees, and then OGE then took the responsibility for managing the severance and the related activities to either reabsorbing those affected individuals or providing that severance. I would add that Enable does reimburse or did reimburse OGE for those costs related to that service.
Okay. And is there any, I kind of interrupted you while you were speaking. Were there some further points that you wanted to make with regard to kind of the relationship between OGE and these seconded employees?
There was one additional comment related to executive officer of OGE serving as a seconded employee of Enable. That comes back to, I believe, Meredith's comment that we want to ensure that we're providing maximum clarity and understanding to you all on this issue. We do not have an executive OGE officer that is serving in a seconded role. The one executive position of Enable's Vice President of Communication is a seconded employee, but he does not hold or has he ever held an executive officer or other officer position at OGE. That particular position would fall into the same dispensation. If that position was no longer needed, then Enable would notify OGE, and then OGE would then be responsible for severance or reabsorbing that individual back into the OGE organization.
Okay. You mentioned at the outset, I think you were explaining, and I apologize, I'm going to ask if you could explain again, the arrangement by which the seconded employees that are now part of Enable, how this came about again. Why is it that we have this relationship? Because as I understand it, these employees are paid by OGE and then subsequently reimbursed by Enable. So it's Enable that ultimately is paying their salary, but there's a little bit of a the money changes hands a couple of times. Explain to, and maybe, I don't know if it's, I'm the only one up here, but maybe others have the same question, about how this kind of unique situation arose.
Well, at the time that the Enable partnership was formed, OGE had a potential pension liability associated with
Could you repeat that again? I couldn't quite understand what you said.
Okay, I'm sorry. And try to give you a brief history without getting more convoluted, but each of the employee groups from OGE and CenterPoint were seconded to the partnership until 12/31/14, at which time all but this 100 group of 175 became employees of Enable Midstream. This group of 175 has a defined benefit pension plan with OGE, as well as a retiree medical plan with OGE. The reason for putting them into this particular group was really, I believe, twofold. Not being terribly close, I'm giving you, I think, my view, is that first, it helped to preserve a benefit for this group of 175. Many of them are approaching retirement age, and preserving that benefit for them over the course of several years, helps protect them for their long term. The other issue is that it helped prevent a significant pension liability on OGE's behalf at 12/31/14. Does that give you some extra degree of clarity? I don't want to convolute this any more than I think we already have.
Okay. Those are the questions I have right off the at the moment. Are there any other questions from any other commissioners? Commissioner Weintraub?
I apologize if we're kind of treading over the same ground. I think we're all kind of struggling with this aspect of it. Why do these employees continue to have an ongoing relationship with OGE. Why don't they just move over? Why are they still seconded? Why don't they just terminate their relationship with OGE and become employees of Enable?
To terminate that relationship would rob them of their pension.
Oh, okay.
And their retiree medical benefit. Once that transition happens, it actually takes that off the table for them, unless they are retirement eligible. If they're retirement eligible, they could conceivably retire from OGE and join Enable in the capacity that you outlined.
At the beginning, you said, you know, once the transition happens, that issue gets taken off the table. Could you elaborate on that?
Well, I'm not sure the context, but let me just back up and restate that to make the transition to leave OGE to become an employee of Enable would potentially take a defined benefit, a pension plan benefit, and medical retiree benefit off the table for that group or for that individual or group of individuals making that change.
So these are not vested benefits?
No, it's a traditional 80-point plan. If employees have not yet achieved that 80-point threshold, then they would lose that benefit. There is a time frame at which that seconded period will end, very likely the end of 2017, but that has not been set definitively.
Well, it does sound like, I mean, I first of all, I applaud the managers who are trying to protect the pension benefits and other benefits for the employees, but it does make it sound like there's still a pretty strong ongoing relationship between OGE and these employees that are dependent on OGE for their benefits.
Well, they are dependent. Keep in mind that Enable does provide the compensation to OGE to preserve that benefit. So ultimately, it's Enable that is continuing to provide those dollars to OGE to preserve the benefit.
There's some additional questions. I guess just one additional question that I wanted to ask is that it sounds like these 175 are somewhat uniquely situated. This isn't a situation where OGE continually rotates in employees into Enable so that there's this continuing kind of block of seconded employees within Enable, that the reason why they are they're kind of uniquely situated here is because of the defined benefit plan and the retiree medical benefits that they have with OGE. But as time goes on and as they retire, this is going to phase out at some point in the near future. Am I understanding that correctly?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that is correct. That the that population is locked. It will either stay flat or decline. As a matter of fact, I would venture to guess that number today is less than 175. We'll continue to see it drop through retirements, attrition, et cetera.
Yeah, and I don't know if you'd have this number close at hand or would even have a close estimate. Do you know how many of these 175 would be close to retirement age?
I don't have that specific number. I would venture that the larger percentage of them are at retirement age or nearing retirement age. I'd be happy to provide that to you.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you. One other question, and I apologize if it's probably in the voluminous material that you've given us, but how many employees does Enable have?
Today we have approximately 1,800.
I'm sorry, 1,800?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So we're looking at roughly 10% of the workforce that are seconded, correct?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Any further questions? I'm just looking at the time frame for considering your request. I believe, if I can ask Office General Counsel, it's the
25th is the due date, and the Commission has another meeting on the 28th.
Okay, so we don't have another meeting between now and when the 60-day deadline for considering your request expires. I know that the information that you've provided both here and in the written materials, and if you wanted to provide any information, you know, regarding those who are at retirement age, I think that's useful as well. If you would be amenable and would be willing to extend the deadline so that we could hold this over and consider it on our meeting at the 28th, I know that I think that'd be helpful for me. These affiliation cases are oftentimes very fact-intensive, involving complex organizational structures, and then applying to that a regulatory test that is multi-factor and doesn't easily lend itself to weighting of factors to determine how, on balance, we're going to make these decisions. And so they often are difficult and do turn on very specific understandings of how an organization is structured, And in this case, you know, what is the specific relationship that OGE has with these employees that are now at Enable? So if you would be willing to provide that extension, we could hold that over. And in the meantime, provide us any information you think would be helpful for us to clarify kind of the status of these 175. So, Mr. Noddy.
Mr. Chairman, if the requester is going to be submitting additional information, there was one thing that Mr. Alford mentioned at the very beginning mm-hmm. of his presentation that I think would be of interest to us to know a little bit more about, which was, I believe he said something to the effect of Enable and OGE have divergent business interests, and there may be circumstances in which their interests would lead to sort of different activities on the parts of the SSFs. I don't think we were talking, there's a lot of material in the request. We don't remember seeing that in the request. I apologize if it's in there, but if it's not, and okay. So if that's something that the requester could provide more information about, that could potentially be of interest.
Okay. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Just a question on the those employees, 175 or less, do they have any significant management responsibilities?
The responsibilities range from the senior most seconded employee is a vice president of communications at Enable, and you know that will work its way down through the organization to frontline workers. So there's a variety of responsibilities across that 175.
Okay, that's one. Then the rest, what about the rest of them?
The rest of
the other 175 less that one person.
They will have a variety of responsibilities. What we will be happy to provide is a breakdown of what those responsibilities are, so that you will have greater transparency into their roles into the organization. If that would be helpful,
I'd be interested in that. Yeah, please.
Are there any other comments, or if not, what we'll look forward to whatever additional information you may be willing to provide, and we will pick this up again on April 28th. And thank you for providing that extension.
Thanks.
And thank you, Mr. Alford and Ms. Lesher for your appearances here today.
Thank you.